With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana lawmakers have rejected a $400,000 request to expand a state program to train doctors. The Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education did not approve an expansion request from Montana's graduate medical education program. Doctors said the money would be used to expand training in rural areas and establish a psychiatry residency. Montana has 3 residency programs and just 686 practicing primary care doctors. 17 Montana counties have 0 primary care physicians. The budget proposal now moves on to House Appropriations and eventually to Senate Finance and Claims, where it could see additions or reductions. 2 conservation groups, Alliance for the Wild Rockies and Native Ecosystems Council, filed suit in federal district court in Missoula Friday, challenging the Stonewall Vegetation Project in the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest. The conservation groups argue that the proposed changes to eliminate big game security and thermal cover standards in the project violate a number of federal laws and threaten the area's elk herd, as well as grizzly bears and lynx. Mike Garrity, executive director of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, says the Forest Service decision authorizes logging, prescribed burning, and a mile of new logging road at a cost to taxpayers of $972,000. Garrity says the Forest Service is willing to sacrifice elk, lynx, and grizzly bear habitat in order to subsidize industrial logging at the expense of taxpayers. The Forest Service was not available for comment. In a party-line vote, Republican lawmakers killed a bill today aiming to protect lesbian, gay, and transgender people under Montana's civil rights laws. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The bill introduced by Billings Democrat Kelly McCarthy proposed adding gender identity or expression and sexual orientation to the list of protected classes under Montana's non-discrimination laws. Like similar proposals over the past 2 decades, HB 417 failed. The bill died in an 11-8 vote days after its first hearing in the state legislature. Opponents of the bill said it would allow men to walk in on women in the bathroom, infringe on the rights of religious people to practice their beliefs, and go against the will of God. Lola Sheldon Galloway, a Republican from Great Falls, says the bill isn't necessary and will lead to more people wanting protection under state law.
And next time we're going to have another group here that wants their name in here, and another group. But we already have a word in here that covers this.
Sheldon Galloway is referring to Montana's law that prohibits discrimination against someone because of their sex. She says she is not trying to divide the LGBT community, but include them in the state's existing laws. During the bill's hearing last week, individuals testified that they've been fired from their job and prevented from renting a home because they were gay. Again, Sheldon Galloway.
The stories that we heard were wrong. They were absolutely wrong. But you're already protected, and I will stand with you in that protection.
What we're hearing from the LGBT community is that they are not protected.
This is Helena Democrat Jenny Eck.
The language that exists is not enough, unfortunately. And if it were enough, then we wouldn't even need to have this conversation. But the fact of the matter is, people are being discriminated against, and the protections aren't in the law as it currently stands. It's a dead end for people who go to the courts and look for protection from discrimination.
After the House Judiciary Committee voted down the bill, it was tabled. The bill to include LGBT people in the state's non-discrimination law cannot be revived without a supermajority vote from the state House of Representatives. Republicans hold a majority in Montana's House and Senate. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Hard-to-access public lands have become a hot topic lawmakers are trying to solve at the Montana legislature. The UM Legislative News Service's Freddie Monatas reports.
Senate Bill 262 would allow complaints of closed roads to go through county commissioners to determine whether or not certain roads are being closed unlawfully. The bill aims to address the issue of checkerboard lands, which wedge public lands between private lands, making them hard to get to. Democratic Senator Edie McClafferty is a sponsor of the bill.
You know, it's just about public access, and we need to make sure that our sportsmen, actually all the citizens of Montana, have the access to our public lands.
Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson introduced 2 bills dealing with the conflict over accessing public lands through private roads. Those died after their first readings. McClafferty says her bill is different from those 2 bills because there isn't a fine associated with it. The Senate Highways and Transportation Committee will hear testimony on the bill Tuesday.
That was Freddie Monatas with UM's Legislative News Service. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Andrew Schneider, a public health reporter for Lee, Montana newspapers, has died at age 74. Schneider broke the story of asbestos contamination in Libby, Montana, leading to an EPA Superfund cleanup. He won two Pulitzers while working for the Pittsburgh Press. In 1986, he and another journalist won the Specialized Reporting Award for investigating failures in the U.S. organ transplant system. Then, in 1987, the Pittsburgh Press was awarded the Public Service Prize for reporting by Schneider and another journalist on shortcomings in medical screening of airline pilots. Schneider died Friday in Salt Lake City while being treated for pulmonary disease. Senate President Scott Sayles withdrew his bid today for Congressman Ryan Zinke's soon-to-be vacant seat.
Well, you know, after consulting family and friends and a lot of thoughtful consideration, I just decided that I enjoyed my Montana lifestyle way too much to ever think about taking up residence in D.C., even though that, you know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to represent the people of Montana, that, you know, for everything you gain, there's something to be lost, and I just decided that wasn't for me.
Other Republicans vying for the congressman's open seat include state legislators Ed Buttrey and Daniel Zolnikoff, as well as businessman Greg Gianforte, who lost in November as the Republican candidate for governor. Many think he has the best chance at securing the Republican nomination. Senator Sayles says he isn't going to endorse any particular Republican candidate, including Gianforte, and says he trusts the individuals at his party's nominating convention to make the right decision. Congressman Ryan Zinke was picked by President Trump to become the nation's next Interior Secretary. In a telephone town hall meeting last week, Senator Steve Daines said Zinke may be confirmed next week. A lawmaker has introduced a bill that would require owners to pay for the care of animals seized during cruelty investigations. The bill would require a civil hearing within 21 days of the seizure to determine if it was justified and, if so, the amount of bond an owner must pay to care for the animals. In recent years, counties have been hit with thousands of dollars in costs to care for seized animals. They are considered the property of the owner until the case is resolved. If a bond isn't posted, the animals could be forfeited to the county, which could find them new homes. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony on the bill last Thursday, but did not take a vote. Counties and operators of animal shelters supported the bill, but some livestock owners were opposed. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.